Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Anywhere you go in New York City these days, you hear the sound of something new being built. The amount of construction noise seems unprecedented, but is it? Well, just one of many timeless sounds of New York.
To New Yorkers, the noise is a kind of comfort. The city that doesn't sleep shrieks and roars and groans, and it always has. One glance at an old video and you know it's dated, but hearing this, you might be able to imagine you're outside Penn Station in 1929 or in Coney Island.
Wait to give you this demonstration here.
I think it does more than just kind of provide a soundtrack, you know, to a silent version of the past.
Princeton professor Emily Thompson takes us back through sound to the Roaring Twenties. That's what her website's called.
I think it gives you a much more tangible sense of how people lived amidst and amongst each other.
And what they couldn't stand about each other. She gathered noise complaints from the city archives.
And saw all these really quite pathetic complaints.
Plotted them on a map and paired them with old newsreel footage.
We're talking before the Depression, indeed, sort of at the height of the economic boom of the 1920s. So construction was a huge problem then.
Sound familiar? One of the city's noisiest places back then was Cortlandt Street, Radio Row, as they called it.
These stores would advertise their wares by mounting a loudspeaker over the front door.
Eventually demolished to make way for the World Trade Center. Do you have a favorite complaint or a favorite sound that you came across?
Oh, one that always makes me laugh, it just seems so wonderfully typically New York, was a letter from a man in Brooklyn, and his name was Mr. Schmuck, and he was complaining about the noise coming from the pickle factory near him. So it's just silly to me. I feel bad for Mr. Schmuck. I don't mean to, sort of minimize his problem, but it's kind of fun.
Comforting to know that as much as New York has changed, its sounds and its personality haven't changed all that much. But here's the difference today, says Professor Thompson.
Today, we spend so much time controlling our own soundscape, often by putting in earbuds and just trying to tune out everything around us and only listening to what we want to hear. You certainly get a sense that New York in the 1920s, that wasn't an option.
And you know, Wayne, a lot of the sounds captured there led to the creation of a noise abatement commission in 1929. Needless to say, it didn't work.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.